I'm Jess Beer for the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, and I'm happy to introduce this selection from the archives of the Neighborhood Public Radio Project. This long-standing project brought temporary radio stations to galleries, storefronts, and even the 2008 Whitney Biennial, using a hyper-local, collaborative, experimental, and totally uncensored approach to radio that was critical of public radio, while also drawing inspiration from the early promise that it held. This selection is from a regular show presented by artist John Brumit called Catch and Release during the 2004 installation at the Southern Exposure Gallery in San Francisco. Let's hear it now.
We're back at the desk. Welcome back to Catch and Release. We didn't catch much out there, but I'm very pleased to present to you that we have plans. We're building, as we speak, a bigger net. That's right. That's probably for me. That's that truck I almost walked in front of about 5 minutes ago. So, Catch and Release. It's a program based, more or less based on the idea that our neighborhood right here is fascinating, and I'd like to present it in its various forms to you, the listener. So, as an idea, sending people out with a wireless microphone in order to increase the occurrence of live sound processing and transmission, I would have to say that has been the goal, largely. So, but as my transmitter's not quite so functional, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to present the first ever, thank you, wonderful, I'm all set up. This, I'm going to play a little piece for you called The Broadcast Bike, and this is a piece done with a bicycle with a piece of drain pipe attached to the bike and a contact microphone. And I rode around, and basically this bike sort of translates all kinds of topographic information into a sound piece. So in essence, I'm riding a bicycle that's like a phono cartridge. So every bump becomes some signal. You get it. It's fun. It's great. So this is a rough mix, probably a rough mix. It's labeled as a rough mix, as we like to do in the industry, to indicate to ourselves that this is not to be broadcast. I'm going to let you in on a little secret of my own, which is that I sort of prefer the rough mixes. That's a live flute in the courtyard out there, isn't it?
Sounds good.
Yeah, wonderful. Sorry I can't be there live, but you can hear it through the wall.
Thank you.
what you're listening to right now is I'm riding the BART with my bike. I'm taking the BART from West Oakland over to San Francisco to Alamo Square Park, and my friend Mark Horowitz, who I believe will be on the show with me tomorrow, was serving free coffee, giving out free coffee in Alamo Square Park, and would occasionally have lots of friends come by, and have former, I believe, associate director of this gallery making crepes, Lisa Ricci. And so anyway, I was riding my bike over to have some coffee and hang out with Mark, and I thought I'd do quite a bit of recording on the way. And at some point on this recording, I'm not sure exactly where it is on this mix, I realized that I was probably more effective trying to sell the homeless poetry book than I actually was able to engage people in some live public art. This is the broadcast bike is actually the third, is that the piece you're listening to is the third incarnation of this topographical sound piece. So what you get, the first one was a Honda Civic, and I prepared the Honda Civic with a lot of percussive instruments, timpani drums, small snare drums, a small child's piano, an electric guitar with a cordless amplifier, and lots of pendulant heavy objects suspended from the ceiling. So as I would drive and I would turn left or I would turn right, what you would end up with is this musical improvisational production based on chance and based on potholes and ruts and stopping and starting and turning and whatever, just your average drive. So in essence, the aberrations in the surface on which we travel so often became more or less a celebration in terms of listening to the piece, because if it wasn't for the potholes and if it wasn't for the ruts, you would actually have no musical composition whatsoever. So the prepared Civic was
listen to Catch and Release on Neighborhood Public Radio.
Here we are. That's me giving the doing the station announcement from my bicycle right outside of the BART station.
We're listening to Catch and Release on Neighborhood Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to go talk to... Let's go check in with some tourists.
Have you seen new Greek sheep poetry book? Like, look at what?
I went to the...
It's $5. They sell
$5. Oh, ooh, you know, $5. Well, I'm probably... I got $2 left.
So what's that for you? How about a human pack? This is the news in the coming.
I got a, this tube right here has marbles in it.
Marbles?
Yeah, so as I ride this bike around, it's going to turn on my amp, and there's a little marble coming in right there. So it takes all the potholes and the bumps and the cracks and stuff.
Gonna blow your mind. Street Sheet, Archer Buck, my San Francisco's finest.
Yes.
All right, only $5. Well worth it, sir. Well worth it. Yeah, that's all right, thanks.
Oh.
is on Neighborhood Radio. The USA 2 right now is recording done inside my Honda Civic. That last track was about 6.5 minutes. It was called 2 Miles on Wolf Street. So that was right outside my studio in West Oakland at the time. Road chosen for that recording, specifically for its abundance of potholes and otherwise horrible condition. Rugged Road makes for a great recording with a prepared Civic. Now you're listening to another track from that series. And this is called Cordless Guitar Through the Toll Plaza. So we have about 5 minutes left with each other. You've been listening to the first installment of this program. We'll be on every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 6 o'clock. Hopefully the last Friday of the month, my hope is that we will have the wireless system worked out. We'll have a cyclist out there. That's right, for critical mass. Isn't that correct? Yeah, last Friday of the month, catch and release. So anyway, I'd like to offer to you, our listeners, a small list of participants who will be featured and providing their own work for this series. A lot of great artists. I have a catalog right here, and I'm going to read from this. Well, first of all, I'd like to say Michael Trigilio is going to ride a bicycle out of here, and he's actually going to order as many burritos as possible from all the local, sort of burrito trucks, what have you. And I think the bet is so far, well, we have a pool going here down at the office, and we expect that he's probably going to get about six burritos within half an hour. What do you think?
Six burritos in a half an hour? That's a lot of burritos in a half an hour.
Well, it doesn't mean he has to,
every 5 minutes.
He doesn't have to consume them all. He just has to order as many and receive them from the truck.
From different ones or the same?
Yes, they all have to be different burrito trucks. Different burrito trucks, same neighborhood. It's a race.
That'd be hard, I think.
I mean, if you're watching TV and all of the crap that's on out there, you need to stop and tune in. Tell your friends, 88.9, when Michael Trigilio rides a bicycle to order as many burritos from mobile cantinas as possible, we want you to be tuned in.
Yes.
Other people in this show, if I may.
Well, you know, Sarah Lockhart's going to be on in just, 3 minutes? 3 minutes till Sarah Lockhart's going to be on with the Visible Hand. Did you know that?
Well, we have Sarah Lockhart with the Visible Hand.
Yeah.
That's at 6:30.
Yeah.
for the last 2 minutes of Catch and Release, I'm going to tell you other people featured on the show called Catch and Release. Anyway, that Lee, always crazy with the microphone. Let's see, we have a...
We're removing noise as we speak so that your signal will be as noise-free as possible. So we are going to have a higher signal-to-noise ratio because of the processing that's going right now.
Perfect. Thank you. That's Sarah Lockhart giving us a technical update. Always
good
news.
Remaining 8 minutes and 54 seconds of noise to be removed, and then there will be no more noise.
Perfect. So, other people featured on Catch and Release, if I may say, and it would be great if you would tune in for them, Norman Long, Conrad Lubell, we have Edward Sykes, we have Matt Valla, we have Wayne Grimm, Mark Horowitz, Spy Emerson, with some reports from Prague, Dolan Cleverly, and Joshua Churchill, Joshua G. Churchill. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in and to this program, and you've got to stick around because Sarah Lockhart is up next with The Visible Hand right here on Neighborhood Public Radio, broadcasting live from Southern Exposure's Gallery at 88.9. Thank you.
We just heard an episode of Catch and Release by artist John Brumit from the 2004 installation of hyperlocal radio station Neighborhood Public Radio at the Southern Exposure Gallery in San Francisco. To learn more about John Brumit and this project, visit the Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.